The Supreme Court traditionally issues all of its opinions for the term, which began in October, by the end of June. This year, we had some buzzer-beater opinions on many hot-button issues, including same-sex marriage. In United States v. Windsor, the Supreme Court struck down part of the Federal Defense of Marriage Act as unconstitutional, marking a win for supporters of gay marriage. However, I would like to talk about Windsor as the tax case that it is. Edith Windsor is 83 years old. For much of her youth, as she earned a graduate mathematics degree and worked at IBM, she tried to be heterosexual until she couldn't do that anymore. Windsor met her late wife, Thea Spire, in 1963 and was with her until Spire passed away in 2009 from multiple sclerosis. In 2007, as Spire's health was deteriorating, they traveled to Canada and were legally married, a marriage New York law recognized. Now, New York, along with 12 other states and the District of Columbia, recognizes gay marriage. However, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act of 1993, or DOMA, affected whether Windsor was Spire's spouse under federal law. Section 3 of the Act amends the federal definition of marriage and spouse to include only those of the opposite sex. So, when Spire passed away, leaving Windsor their two homes in New York, Windsor was not considered Spire's spouse under federal tax law. If Windsor had been treated as a spouse, she would have qualified for the estate tax marital deduction, which would have taken those properties out of the taxable estate by virtue of Tax Code Section 2056A. Because Windsor did not meet the definition of a spouse, her tax bill related to the bequest was $363,000 instead of zero. However, the Supreme Court held in its 5-4 opinion that Section 3 of DOMA violated the U.S. Constitution. Constitutional law experts are already parsing the not exactly clear majority opinion by Justice Kennedy. Briefly, the U.S. Constitution protects the right to intimate relationships with members of the same sex under the Equal Protection Clause, so no federal law may restrict access to a federal benefit or burden based on categories characterized by those relationships. But the court did not opine on whether states may constitutionally refuse to recognize same-sex marriages, as that question was not before it, and so left for another day. But as for those who are in a valid same-sex marriage and live in a state in which it is recognized, then the case has far-reaching federal law implications, as over 1,000 federal benefits involve marital status. Big winners will be spouses of federal employees or military personnel. For all gay married couples in those states, spouses will be eligible for Social Security benefits and health care and retirement benefits. Spouses may now transfer money and other property to one another without implicating the gift and estate tax, just as opposite-sex spouses do. Couples may now file joint tax returns, which may result in a lower or higher tax bill due to the marriage tax penalty. One issue that remains unclear is whether married filers in those 14 jurisdictions whose tax bills would be lowered may now file amended returns in line with last month's ruling. A broader open issue is what the impact of the Windsor decision will be for gay couples with valid same-sex marriages who now live in the 37 states, like Illinois, that do not currently recognize same-sex marriage. Congress may choose to amend the U.S. Code to define marriage as any legal marriage, regardless of the state of residence, but that may be a challenging piece of legislation. This is Christine Hurt.